Good afternoon, everybody. Yes, it's like having lunch with all of my friends. It's the best. Welcome to our September luncheon. We did a lunch this time because we could not serve you another breakfast burrito. So I hope you guys liked the food. Yeah. First thing I'd like to do is introduce myself. My name is Kim Esparza. I'm married to Gil. We met in middle school. And we'll be celebrating our 34th anniversary, actually, tomorrow. We made it. Our oldest son, Johnny, is married to Sweet Molly, and they both attend here at CCPV. And I have another amazing son, Michael, who lives in Carpinteria with his beautiful wife, JC, and my sweet Jane, and a new one on the way in October. So that's exciting. Okay, let's try to answer the real question in the room right now. Why am I up here? Because I'm usually always back there. That's a great question. A little bit of a backstory first. About 3 years ago, just days before the Lord brought us to this church, Gil and I were camping, and I'll never forget, I was crying. Okay, actually, I was bawling my head off because I had not one single Christian girlfriend. Outside my immediate family, of course. Thank God my family is saved. I was crying out, Lord, please send me anyone, someone I can pray with, someone I can talk to, anyone that loves you, someone I can study your word with. Well, warning, ladies. Be careful what you pray for. Because just days later, God brought us here to CCPV, and I have been so blessed with the most amazing community of women that I could ever hope for. I think all of you would agree that the women in this church are just something else. So, yeah, amen. Yes. So I've never had a community like this in my life. So if you're sitting like me, if you're like me sitting there thinking, I wonder what that would be like to have friends, that because sometimes it feels like you don't have a friend in the world, well, you're in the right place. Because in this church, women love each other. And if you want a friend, you've got one here. You can reach out to any woman at your table, or you can come talk to me. We'll go for a walk. We'll get some lunch, we'll get coffee. Well, we won't get coffee because I hate coffee. I'm addicted to iced tea, which is why we always serve iced tea here. just reach out to any woman at your table, and I know that they would love to be your friend. So, when I first started attending here, we were welcomed by so many amazing people. I really honestly didn't think it was for real. After just one service was the very first women's breakfast. And I sat in my car for 20 minutes because I didn't know a single person. I was scared to death to come in. I actually moved spots 3 times trying to leave the parking lot. For real. I really did. But once I came inside, I was greeted by so many incredible women who actually talked to me that I realized this church was the real deal and what church was really supposed to be. So since the church was so new and not that very many people were here yet, Gil and I jumped in to serve wherever was needed. I come from an interior design background, and I love to serve through hospitality, if any of you haven't noticed. So we asked Daniel and Leah if I could be helpful in hospitality. Well, not knowing what they were getting into and a little bit of my obsessive personality, they said yes. So I know you're still wondering why I'm up here. Well, the reason is, some of you know that I've been really sick for the last few months. And while I was sick, I got to spend a lot of intimate time with the Lord. During that special time with him, our incredible design team were trying to think of a theme for the breakfast. And I had been praying for September's theme, and nothing was sitting right for us. Well, then I had a dream about a large tree stump and its roots going down our stairs through the pages of the Word of God. So I hope we're giving you a good visual here, because this was actually my dream. Yeah. I kept seeing acorns and oak trees, so I started doing some research on the two and what they symbolized. So I want you guys to realize that we do our best to set a mood or a feeling for these women lunches. It's not just swing by, eat free Lisa's Bon Appetit, and leave. Our goal is to create an experience from the moment you arrive, the worship, which, come on. God. And then hear teaching until you leave. That helps you remember the word of God and gets it planted into your heart and your soul. So I want to talk a little bit about oak trees and acorns. On your table, you should see some real acorns scattered around. I would love for you to pick one of those acorns up and hang on to it. You're even welcome to take it home with you. What can we learn about a tiny little acorn that's in your hand? Experts say that oak trees generally start to produce acorns after 10 to 20 years. Although in a dense forest, an oak tree may not produce an acorn for up to 50 years. Yeah. A mature oak tree yields at the most 2,000 acorns a year, but only one in 10,000 acorns actually becomes a tree. So this means that every oak tree is something of a miracle, or at least mathematical rarity. The acorn is a symbol of potential. It represents the hard work and dedication needed to achieve one's goals. The acorn is also a symbol of new beginnings, and an oak symbolizes strength, endurance, power, and growth. So the Lord revealed to me, I'm not going to cry, that he gave Pastor Daniel and Leah one of these rare acorns. They have now planted it here in Palos Verdes. They have cared for the acorn, watered it by the Holy Spirit, and nourished by God's grace. Our Lord is growing it into a mighty oak tree that we know as CCPV. Yes, you're right. Yeah. So can we take a moment to reflect on what it took for the planting of this blessed acorn? A young couple in Santa Barbara listening to the prompting of the Holy Spirit during the middle of COVID packed up their family, came here to plant a church in a place where they didn't know anyone. That humbles me to think that I almost didn't attend a two-hour women's breakfast because I didn't know anyone. That kind of faith is so inspiring to me. How about Miss Leah, who may be a little hesitant in the beginning to come to PV, but being obedient to her husband and their calling, the Lord revealed to her that this was his plan. I've been in so many churches where you didn't even know the pastor's wife. But here, you can find sweet Leah standing in the lobby with the best smile to greet you and your kids, welcoming you every Sunday. Her heart for Jesus and the people of this church is so beautiful. And if you haven't gotten a hug from her, you must, because she's the best hugger ever. You're gonna get a lot of hugs today. And how about Pastor Daniel, who has such a shepherd's heart for the flock he has been entrusted with? The way he teaches the word of God, not skipping over tough passages, but faithfully, verse by verse, in love, not trying to please man, but God first. Amen. Now, as women of CCPV, what is our responsibility to help keep the mighty oak alive, nourished and its roots planted into the soil, so that when the storms rage and the winds come, which they will, we will not be uprooted? Let's try to answer that by opening our Bibles to Psalms chapter 1, verse 1 through 3, which... Okay, Psalms 1. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seats of scoffers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by the stream of water that yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither. In all that he does, he prospers. So verse 1 says, blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers. The word blessed in Hebrew has a meaning of being happy or content. This word is from the root word ashar, which means to go straight or to be right. The happy or content man is a righteous man. First, we see this righteous man teaching us to avoid three things that will try to ruin us. We can say that they speak of thinking, behaving, and belonging. This reminds me when my kids were little, I would tell them, show me your friends and I'll show you your future. Young moms, you can steal that. I told them every day when they got out of the car. Who we are is who we hang out with, aren't we, ladies? For me, it can be easy to get caught up with friends that are not Christians because they'll come to your pity party, they'll tell you what you want to hear. What you won't get is godly counsel that you need to hear, even though sometimes it's tough. I remember when I was going through a really tough time in my marriage, and a lot of my husband's friends were telling him, don't worry, these things just happen. We can set you up with someone else. We got your back. Yeah, that was the counsel of the wicked. There actually was only one person in his life who loved him enough to give it to him straight at the risk of offending him, and that was his very own dad, who gave him godly counsel and said, go home and fix your marriage. It's a slippery slope when we walk, stand, or sit with ungodly girlfriends, and they give us ungodly advice. This is not the kind of counsel we want to seek as women of God. We need to start working on being that godly friend and hanging out with like-minded women. So what does the Word of God have to say about that? Hebrews chapter 10 says, let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works, not neglecting to meet together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near. Verse 2 of Psalm says, but his delight is in the laws of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. All right, so are any of you like me, where you think to yourself, why am I out of control? Why am I so emotional? Why am I crying over a Hallmark movie? Why am I getting so offended? Why am I upset with my husband? What's wrong with me? Then you say, oh, it must be that time of month. Then you realize you're 56. It's not that time anymore. That excuse is out the window. Oh. Then you realize, oh, I haven't read my Bible in 2 weeks. God says we need to be in his word every day, being filled up, refreshed, and planted by the stream of living water. What is living water? It's the word of God. So how can we do that on a consistent basis? This looks different for everyone. I think this would be a great question for all the women at your table, is how do they accomplish this in real life? Basically, how do you read your Bible every single day? Can we vow starting tomorrow as women? Can we delight in the laws of the Lord every day? Yes, some days it may be 5 minutes, some days it's an hour, but let's not try to go a day without hearing from our Heavenly Father through his word. This is how we get our roots secured deep in the soil. If any of you know me, you know that one of my favorite mentors is Elizabeth Elliot. One thing I love that she says is that when you have an issue or you need counseling, to go sit at the feet of Jesus first before we call a girlfriend or run to someone for advice. What a great habit that would be for us to put into practice, going to the Word of God, knowing that every answer is in there for us. Okay, so far we've learned that we need to be intentional who we surround ourselves with and not only seek out godly friends, but be a godly friend. So second, we need to be in our word every day. And third, we need to be planted. So what does planted really mean? Let's take a look at the next verse. He is like a tree planted by the streams of water that yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither. In all he does, he prospers. Psalms 92:13 says, "They are planted in the house of the Lord. They flourish in the courts of our God. They still bear fruit in their old age, and they are ever full of sap and green." Being planted in the house of the Lord is a youth serum. We actually don't need to buy $200 facial creams, after all. Those that are planted in the house of the Lord will be fresh, flourishing, and fruitful in their old age. They will flourish, and this is a promise from God. Sadly, too many believers today refuse to plant themselves in the house of the Lord. They float around from one church to another, never stopping long enough to plant themselves. This often leads them one bad cup of coffee or one too loud worship song away from moving to the next church. Others have been withdrawn because they only want to do what feels good spiritually and are self-focused on what is in it for me instead of focusing on the needs of others. People who do this do not have a true revolution of the local church. Planting is as much about those that need you at CCPV as it is about you being blessed. Most floaters may not want to deal with the relational challenges that come from being planted. I get it. It can be a scary step of faith. But the blessing of a local church community far outweighs any fear that you may have. Believers who are not planted are like potted trees. A baby oak is meant to start out in a pot, but if it stays in that pot, the roots will not be able to grow and the tree's growth will be stunted. Sure, a potted tree is extremely mobile, but that mobility comes at an expense of growth. Potted tree believers cannot flourish to their full potential as they grow older. They can become stale, ineffective, and without much fruit. Jesus designed the church to join believers together, to do the work of the ministry as one body. He designed it so that we need the gifts of others to be successful. This is one of the reasons the devil doesn't want believers to be connected and planted in the house of the Lord. Ladies, we have so many serving opportunities here to get involved and meet other women of faith and to develop great friends. Just come on a Friday before one of our Saturday women's event and you will see what serving with other women here at CCPV can do for your life. But the sad thing is, we are living in a time where the vast majority of believers are not planted in the house of the Lord. To those that are planted, you are flourishing. Your anointing is growing. Your giftings are increasing in power as you get older. Your youth will be restored on wings of eagles, and you shall bear much fruit, and you shall remain fresh and flourishing. But to those that are not planted, please do not be offended by this message. This message is from the Lord to you, so you can go to the next level in God. I know that you may have been hurt or judged in church, but whatever you have faced in the past that has caused you to withdraw, please pray about planting yourself in CCPV with women of like faith. Now that you've decided to get planted, let's see what the word encourages us to do. Titus 2:3-4. Older women, likewise, are to be reverent in behavior, not slanderers or slaves to much wine. They are to teach what is good, and so train the young women to love their husbands and children, to be self-controlled, pure, working at home, kind, and submissive to their own husbands, that the word of God may not be reviled. The personal discipleship and training of younger women was wisely assigned to the older women. This ministry is necessary to keep the roots of our church deep down. The older women are to teach what is good and to train young women. Another way you can get your roots deep down in the soil is to allow another woman to disciple you, and when you're ready, to then pour into somebody else. When I was going through my marriage issues, I had an older woman that I worked with reach out to me. She asked if she could take me to Hoff's Hut for lunch. I thought, wow, sure, lunch every day, I'm in. Little did I know that she was to become my very first mentor. This strong woman of God, and she knew, this was a strong woman of God, and she knew what I was going through. She took me to lunch for I don't know how many months and opened up the Word of God and really showed me what the Word says. Not her opinion, not her advice, but truly what the Word of God says about marriages, divorce, forgiveness, loving and serving your husband, and putting him first in your marriage. It was really my first encounter with discipleship. And actually, at that time, I didn't even know I was being discipled. But now that I've grown in the Lord and learning more and more, I realize she absolutely was. And I'm so grateful for her doing that in my life. Seeing what God did during that time and how he completely restored my marriage and my heart during those months, I will be forever grateful to her. So, women, how can we come alongside older women, younger women, and disciple them? Be there for them. Can we allow the work of the Holy Spirit to bring you together with another woman to do life with and build them up in their faith? I would encourage all of you to pray that the Lord shows you who he wants you to be with and how you can come alongside another woman. Everyone needs a Paul, a Barnabas, and a Timothy in life. This saying carries a pretty simple meaning, but when applied, it can be transformative. We all need someone to pour into our lives to mentor us. We all need someone who can labor and work alongside us. And we need someone who we can pass the wisdom and knowledge God has given us on. There's no perfect church because every church is made up of imperfect people. But there is a place where the Holy Spirit will lead you to be planted. And my prayer is that that is of CCPV. We are living in the last days, ladies, and it's time for us to be connected like never before. There's a very important job ahead of all of us, and we cannot do it alone. So it's time to get planted. Okay, let's pray. Lord Jesus, thank you so much for this time, Father God. Thank you so much for Daniel and Leah and CCPV allowing us to minister to these women with these lunches. We are so grateful. Thank you for your Holy Spirit that rules and reigns over this complete body of women. We are so grateful to you. We give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen.